This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Polling concluded peacefully for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. Nearly 66% voter turnout was recorded till reports last came in. 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts went to polls in this phase. Polling concluded at 5 p.m. except at 950 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies where voting concluded at 4 p.m. After polling, the political fortunes of 683 candidates were sealed in EVMs. Important candidates whose fates will be decided during yesterday's poll include former Chief Minister Champai Soren of the BJP from Seraikela, Rajya Sabha MP and JMM candidate Mahua Maji from Ranchi, Rameshwar Orao of the Congress from Lohardaga, Sariyu Rai of Janata Dal United from Jamshedpur West, and Harilal Mahto of AJSU from Ichhagarh. Voting was also held yesterday for the by-elections in 31 assembly constituencies across 10 states and Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. These include 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka, and 2 in Madhya Pradesh. Besides, assembly by-polls also took place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, and Meghalaya. Nearly 65% voting was recorded in by-poll for Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary constituency. Electoral battle has intensified for the second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra. Top leaders of various political parties are leaving no stone unturned to garner support for their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed public meetings at Surat in the Devghar district and in Godda district of Jharkhand. He asserted that the BJP and the NDA have been instrumental in the creation and development of Jharkhand and are committed to making it one of India's leading states. He vowed to address the declining tribal population and infiltration in the Santhal region. The Prime Minister noted the enthusiasm of voters in the first phase of the elections, stressing that people's resolve to protect livelihood, daughters and land is evident at every polling booth. Mr. Modi accused the ruling Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM, Congress and RJD Alliance of rampant corruption and diverting funds sent by the centre for the welfare of poor for personal gains. At an election rally in Baghmara, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren accused the central government of neglecting Jharkhand, stating that it has failed to address the needs of tribal communities and the poor. Meanwhile, leaders from RJD, AJSU and leftist parties also held campaign events across the state. Polling in Jharkhand in the second phase will take place for 38 seats on 20th of this month. Voting for all 288 constituencies in Maharashtra will also take place on the same day. Meanwhile, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge criticised the NDA government for not increasing the minimum support price for soybean. He also hit out the central government for making false promises to farmers. Campaigning is also in full swing for by-elections in 15 assembly constituencies, including the 9th seat in Uttar Pradesh, 4 in Punjab, and 1 each in Kerala and Uttarakhand, along with Maharashtra's Nanded parliamentary constituency, where voting will be held on 20th of November. Counting of votes will be held on 23rd of November. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that India and Germany can expand the breadth of their cooperation with deeper educational and technological linkages. Addressing the German National Day reception in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Jayashankar said, 2024 marks the 50th anniversary of Indo-German scientific collaboration. British author Samantha Harvey has won the 2024 Booker Prize for her novel Orbital, the first book set in space to win the prize. Orbital contemplates the world from a different viewpoint as it follows a team of astronauts aboard the International Space Station. In cricket, India defeated South Africa by 11 runs in 30-20 international of a four-match series at SuperSport Park Centurion. Chasing a victory target of 220 runs, Proteas made 208 for 7 in the 20 overs. Earlier, the host won the toss and opted to field. Put into bat, the visitors posted 219 runs with a loss of 6 wickets and stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.